Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 4th of April, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it's general advice only, so please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if, of course, you're listening to this as a freebie and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free two-week trial. See what we have to offer and see how we can help you build, maintain and enlarge your wealth. All right, well, let's kick on with the scores on the doors as always today. Wouldn't be the same without the scores on the doors, would it? And today we fought back from that drubbing yesterday, and it was a drubbing, down 105 odd points yesterday. But today was a slightly better story to tell, up 34.8 points or 0.45%, 7,817.3. We opened at 7,788.6. We had a high of 7,834.4 and a low of 7,786.3. So we opened pretty much on our lows, closing 17 points odd shy of our highs, but not a bad effort all round. And it was a case today of resources firing, banks firing, and industrials firing. The only sector that really didn't fire was the iron ore sector, with BHP down 0.25%, Rio down 1%, and Fortescue down 1%. We did see iron ore fall yesterday in Asia. China and Hong Kong closed today for a holiday, so no action there. But in other resource stocks, there was some action, to say the least. We had South32 doing very well, 4.6% higher. Pilbara, 1.3% higher. IGO, up 2.4%. Gold miners doing well as well. They were better. Gold at record highs, although it did come off in Aussie dollar terms, mainly because the Aussie dollar has been pushed a little higher. But Northern Star up 0.8, Evolution up 1.1, De Grey having a good day, up 2.8% as well. So not a bad day all around. Lithium and gold and silver stocks as well. I wrote up a silver stock this morning, Boab Minerals, BML, the stock code there. That closed up 9.4% today, so not a bad effort from that one on Boab Minerals. As far as other sectors and stocks go, we did see the oil and gas sector a little better. Santos was up 0.6. Coal stocks better. Uranium stocks better. We had Paladin up 1.4%. Looking across at the banks, that was better. The big bank basket up 0.4%. CBA up 0.5%. ANZ up 0.8%. Macquarie up 0.8%. A little bit of a mixed picture in the rest of the financials. Insurers a little mixed and weaker generally. Suncorp, the only one that was better, up 0.2%. But REITs doing well. Goodman Group up 0.5%. Tech stocks had a better day yesterday, had a bit of a drubbing yesterday. WiseTech was up 2.5%. REA, which had a nasty day yesterday, down 1.9%. The Alltech Index up 1%. Some of the interest rate sensitive stocks like Transurban up 0.7%. And we did see a little bit of interest in one or two of the retail stocks as well. Healthcare somewhat mixed. CSL down a smidge. ResMed down 0.4%. Not much on the corporate front today. We had a little bit of agitation behind the scenes from John Wiley in Lendlease. He did send an 8-point plan and a 7-page report to Lendlease on behalf of his fund, which is one of the largest shareholders in Lendlease, around 3.5%. You have to question why they are a large shareholder in Lendlease if there's so much wrong with it. Isn't there a lot better things to be investing in, you would say? Apart from that, economic data, we had some disappointing building approvals. There's certainly no way that's going to solve the housing crisis. We also had some household spending numbers, which showed that people are still spending. Household spending increased 3.6% through the year, increase for both services and goods. Mainly services, though, 5.1% higher. I'd imagine some of that spending increase is due to the fact that CPI and services have increased in price more than anything else. All right, looking at the Asian markets, Japan doing okay. Good day for the Japanese, turning Japanese today. Not much in China and Hong Kong because they have a holiday. Nikkei up 1%. And 10-year yields in the market We saw that today at 4.18% in Aussie dollar, or in Aussie 10-year bonds. All right, looking at the winners for Greenwich today, let's run through them. WA1 Resources, it was all about resources today. 14.1% to the good, shy of 900,000 shares traded as well. LTM, Arcadium, in the lithium space, up 6.3%, million shares traded there. We had Liontown up 5.2%, 12 million shares. Patriot Battery Metals up 5.2%, 91.5 cents now. 5.2% higher, 1 million shares. South 32 doing well, 4.6% higher. And AWC, which has been a strong performer to say the least, Alcoa bidding that one, an absolute cracker for people there. That is a share bid, but Alcoa has been going strongly, and AWC is up another 4.4%. That one's pretty much doubled since the bid has been announced. That is a script bid, don't forget. As far as losers go today, well, in the losers corner was Ridley Corp, down 2.9%, 500,000 odd shares traded. Integral Diagnostics down 2.9% on 500,000 shares. Satire, they paid 10 grand to the Texas government for some fees and charges that they hadn't paid before. 2.7% down, 6 million shares. We had Unibail Rodamco Westfield down 2.6%. And we had ASB Austal. Luckily, I've got Christopher Pine in the South Korean camp to push that case. Well, they were down 2.5% today. And Wildcat down 2.3% today on 2 million shares. In terms of the sectors, well, pretty much everything was up with the exception of the insurers and the iron ore miners. The big bank basket, $207.93, up 0.4%. The Alltech index up 1%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms just easing back as the US dollar weakens and the Aussie dollar strengthens. 34.93, let's call it 3,500, shall we, for Aussie gold. Bitcoin back to 65,669. 10-year yields 4.18. The Aussie dollar creeping up towards 66 cents. 65.8. Just when I said yesterday that it was the most boring market in the world for foreign currency, the Aussie US at the moment, it was always around 65.2, now 65.8. Dow futures and Nasdaq futures up. We have Nasdaq up around 60 odd points and Dow futures up around 50 points. In terms of stocks that we haven't talked about, Karoon up 3.7%, those drilling approvals yesterday drawing a little bit of interest, and of course the oil price helping there. 29 Metals continues to be quite volatile, but where else are you going to get copper exposure, I guess, at the moment? There are few and far between pure copper plays. 29 Metals would be one if they actually had some copper that wasn't wet or underwater, but it didn't stop them foaming 16.5% higher. They were certainly frothing and foaming today. As far as other stocks, IVZ, Invictus Energy, surprisingly, had a 12.5% rise today. Appen, also surprisingly, 12.2% higher. And in the losers of the day, 88E, which one of the Spruikers was pushing yesterday, fell 14.3%. Clearly a bit of a rethink there. As far as speculative stock of the day goes today, nothing, unfortunately, was really spectacular on any spectacular volume. The only one that got close to $1 million worth was BB1, which is put out an investor presentation. That is a stock called Blink, I think it is. Blink Lab. Let's just have a look. It's not one that I come across very often. Blink Lab, it is. Investor's presentation today, 32.5% higher they got to today. So a little bit of interest there, but didn't quite break $1 million worth of trade. In company news, in a little more detail, we've got Cochlear. The ACCC will not oppose the revised Oticon medical transaction. Suncorp announced the sale of its New Zealand life business. Whitehaven nearing the deal to sell its stake in Blackwater Mine. And PointsBet completed its US business sale. In that economic news, building approvals, total dwellings approvals fell 1.9% to 12,520, lowest pace in over a decade. Household spending increased 3.6%, and China and Hong Kong closed. And we have seen KKR with a report saying China's real estate correction may only be halfway done. And Google is considering charging for AI-powered search in a big change to its business model. Isn't the other search engine good enough? It's good enough for me. And Apple is exploring the development of personal home robots. Engineers are looking at a robot that can follow you around your home. I have to say, that would be incredibly annoying. It'd be like my dog following me around the home half the time. All right, well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. Of course, we're back again tomorrow to do it all again. And if you like what you've heard on this free podcast, you can always sign up for a free trial of the Marcus Today newsletter, marcustoday.com.au. See you later.